I sucked a penis and it's starting to come. Whoa, 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 too many inches and I'm starting to get an erection. That's Gay Country by Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, I thought you were doing that. Would you still call me Superman?
No, they're similar.
Yeah.
That was also me, by the way, not Stavros.
Yeah, you farted into the mic,
dude. I did. Well, he's in the bathroom. He's got, like, cancer or something.
Yeah, Sav is dying, guys, from his excellent diet that he's adopted.
Yeah,
his paleo
warrior. I'm going to eat a fucking half a ham every day, like a caveman would.
And this is going to make me lose weight.
But candy and Slim Jims, like a caveman that bought all his clothes at the gas station.
I just need to
have dinner there.
I just need to ingest as many nitrates as possible.
Yeah. What are fucking nitrates? You know what? My favorite part of what happens on the podcast is when I'll tell a story, which I've now make money off the stories that I tell on the podcast. As
you're
a professional storyteller.
Yeah.
But when I get to tell a story that's somebody else's story that they told me, and this is one of Jake's stories that's very funny.
No, I do that all the time. By the way, you fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. It's called stealing bits.
Stop probably thinks Mexican candy is delicious.
I've never had it.
Really?
You've never had chicle?
It's bullshit, dude.
I don't know what
it's literally like chili powder and salt. In a little Coke bag.
I like
gay.
To buy the.
It's not even. They
mangoes.
Don't even turn it into anything.
I've
it's
had,
just powder.
I like had, the dudes that what? Do the mangoes with chili powder and that, lime juice. That
I fuck with a nice
bomb.
Street mango.
Street mango.
And I've had chocolate with fucking chili.
That's
powder
good. The Lindt chocolate.
That shit's good.
Yeah, dude. I remember when I was like 13 and Lindt chocolate. I don't think it came out, but I became like aware of Lindt chocolate.
Uh-huh.
They started having it at the checkout at the grocery store.
Hell yeah.
And that was like, yeah, it's not.
That's decadent.
I'm not fucking being gluttonous. It's like no. Parisian of me.
I'm being fancy.
Yeah, right.
Is that
I'm being continental.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Jake told this story.
I know about being worldly.
Hold on 1 second.
What?
Where are you going?
Phyllis is by the TV.
Jake Jake told this story.
Friend
Jake
of the
used,
show.
Jake used to have a job, which is probably the most Jake job he ever had. He
what is at. It, like a toilet? It's like a garbage toilet that you're sitting in. No, sorry, nothing.
What do you do? What
he
is that?
Used to work on a meat truck.
Oh,
it was
nice.
A truck that just drove around and like... Was he selling meat door to door? Not even like subscription meat. Like they would knock on people's doors and be like, hey, you want any... You want any of these like sausages?
Really? That was a job
in Texas.
What?
You yeah. sell like oh
that's
wow.
Key
awesome.
Jobs in Texas. Meat truck, guy that kills retarded people.
Yeah.
Rockabilly bartender.
Rockabilly
the retarded
bartender.
Retarded executioner is working overtime.
Number 4 is retarded murderer.
That's you got to keep the pipeline full. For those
number 5 is governor. Everyone mm-hmm. takes turns being governor and they get
that's cute.
They get the final say on whether or not to kill a they strap the retarded guy into the chair and he's like, "Can I go home?"
Yeah. Didn't Rick
I
Perry
go home? Well, and they're like, "You get one more chance." And then he pulls the lever and then that thing spins around and it lands on like a cow or you know, a chicken.
The cow goes
and they're like, that means no. And then they
and if you get scared by
send
the animal
500 sound. Volts of poison electricity into his veins.
Didn't Rick Perry change it where like the Texas state
oh, yeah.
government
so Jake used to work
oh, yeah,
on, a,
yeah.
on a meat truck. And he was like being tutored by the guy on the meat truck in the art of meat delivery.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So this is just door to door. They're not going to like supermarkets. They're not going
yeah,
to wholesalers.
Door to door selling
just,
meat
okay,
to people.
Okay, nice.
And yeah, so he brings Jake to the door and this is old couple and they're selling meats to this old woman. She's like, now, do these steaks have any nitrates in them? Because my husband has a heart condition and he can't have nitrates. And like, ma'am, absolutely not. These are 100% nitrate free. And then she was like, oh, that's amazing. And he's like, great. And they're like walking away and fucking, Jake's like, are those really nitrate free steaks? And he's like, oh yeah, no, this is going to kill those old people. They're not, this is regular steaks, but. That's just part nice. Of being a salesman.
Oh yeah,
wow!
The art of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when I lived at home in Baltimore for a year. before I lived with my boys, my mom would send me shopping sometime, and she'd be like, "Well, make sure to get nitrate free lunch meats for grandma." And it's like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. What, she got 4 years top left? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have to spend the extra shit. Let her go out eating the good shit.
Yeah, Lunchables.
Lunchables.
Put grandma on those little Lunchable ham mm-hmm. circles.
Those are just made out of nitrates. I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah, I don't know what nitrates are either.
I think it's like
Capri Sun.
It's like NOS, dude. It's like what they use.
It's the shit in Capri Sun that makes you turn into a silver god.
Yeah, dude.
It turns you into a half pipe god.
Do you know how mad I was when I was six and I didn't turn silver when I drank a Capri Sun?
Oh, absolutely. All those commercials that are like, all this shitty food will make you better at being like a cool kid.
Extreme athlete.
Yeah, just got like fatter and more of a bowl.
Yeah, Mountain
haircut.
Dew's whole marketing.
To wear orange sweatsuits to school with a hole in the crotch.
Hell yeah, dude. I had a green shit with an alien on the front.
Yeah, dude. The truth is out there. I would wear orange sweatpants.
Yes.
And then I had like orange sneakers. For a brief period, these orange New Balances, and then I would wear an orange hoodie with like flames on it.
Very nice.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Wow.
I didn't wear jeans until I was 16 years old.
Yeah, dude. I remember I discovered my look when I was like a freshman in high school, which was like jeans and a black hoodie. And then, like, sneakers. And it's like, oh, you can just look like a normal person.
Yeah.
Just put on jeans and a hoodie. Which is, ironically, like, that was, like, the comedian outfit.
Right.
Back then. So I think that's why I got into comedy. Is because I wore jeans and hoodies.
You saw adults wearing those clothes?
Yeah, and they all just happened to be at open mics.
Yeah.
I remember it was weird, because I started going to open mics when I was, like, 16. And everyone else was, like, you know, comedian age, so 23 to 28, you know, open mic level comedian. And they would all wear, like, khakis with button-down shirts tucked in. And I remember thinking they were like, oh, these are, like, adults with serious lives.
Right.
Yeah.
They're and like then I traders. Turned that age, and now I'm older than most of those guys were, and I've never had a job where I would, you know, go to an open mic dressed like that.
Yeah, that shit sucks. Yeah. You see people. I used to in DC. I was a paralegal, and I would just. And that's also when I was fat as shit and depressed as shit. And I would just come through with the fucking, the 3XL fucking big and tall, like flannels and the fucking dress pants with like.
Oh yeah, me too.
The dress pants with the fucking elastic waistband. That shit was my favorite, dude. Just going to the big and tall part of my life was just. That was a tough time, bro. I was the Morris Hardwick and Schneider years.
Well, you're big, dude. I guess you're not very tall. But
we already said that on the last one.
Yeah. I was bringing it back with a callback.
Yeah, first of all, fuck that, dude. Big and tall. You go into a big and tall. All the models are just tall guys.
Yeah, they're not
There's
that
no
big.
Fucking,
yeah.
Where the
true.
Fuck are the cute fat boys, dude? Put me on there. Let me model some fucking big and tall.
I
clothes.
Love that fat boy when you're a little kid is husky.
Husky.
It's like a cute name.
You got a cute
name for it.
Yeah, I'm going to start saying I'm Husky.
Yeah, what
again,
happened
dude?
To Husky? I remember Husky.
Husky is just
dude.
For kids.
That shit was great.
And I love the
big
Husky
and tall
section.
Once you're
an
adult.
I was Husky as shit.
Yeah. I was a Husky boy. And I remember saying it. My mom was so good, like nice and cute. And she was like making me proud of the adjective Husky. Mm-hmm. And I went to school and I was like, I'm a Husky. And I was like, you're fat. I was so fucking sad that day that Husky turned into, I found out what it really meant.
Yeah, no,
I thought it meant strong.
I used to love that shit. My family would be like, strong. Oh, he eats a lot because he's growing. And I just didn't grow.
Right.
I was just sort of just like a fat person that became a small person.
Yeah.
I still have that
dude,
attitude.
I was supposed, my fucking dumbass doctor told me like my growth charts. I was gonna be 6'5".
Did he?
My roommate who fucking is 6'6" or whatever. He's like 6'5", 6'6".
What the fuck are growth charts? I feel like I never went to the doctor as a kid.
You probably didn't.
Yeah.
I never had any of this shit done. I remember my mom repeatedly telling me when I was growing up that like you're gonna be 5'1" and gay. but I'm okay with that. My mom would like preempt me being homosexual.
What?
She would be like, you know, if you're gay, I don't have a problem.
Did she
with
catch
it.
That kid?
Like, I'm like
your
seven.
Cock. Is that why she said it?
No, my mom's just weird.
She preempted you being gay.
Yeah, she's like, you know, if you're gay, I wouldn't have any problem.
These are incredible details yeah, that just keep leaking. Yeah. Every seven episodes, we get
a small little tidbit. Yeah.
We're figuring out Nick through like echolocation, through shit he thinks is bullshit that doesn't matter. We're just putting these together.
No, it's like, I think my mom just wanted to like have like a fucking... Like
best
a cool
friend?
Genderqueer, you know, right, like hippie son or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, shit, when I was little, she'd be like, don't cut your hair. You have such beautiful hair. Mm, we go to stores and people would be like, and what a beautiful little girl with a vagina. It's a 5-year-old that has a pussy that's going to bleed one day. And I'm like, no, I don't. You know? They're like, yes, you do. I just wanted a haircut so bad. The first time I got like a crew cut when I was in like first or second grade, it was like the most liberating shit in the world.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was cool, finally.
Dude.
I had a cool haircut.
Dog, the bowl was my shit.
Dude, I had
when
so
I
many
first got
the
had a bowl.
I had bowl haircuts until probably like, I was like 13.
Hell I had yeah. a bowl like a couple months ago. Accidentally.
Yeah.
When I got it cut, yeah.
I don't remember.
Well,
I didn't. I didn't have. I never went to like a nicer barber shop than the haircuttery until yes. I was 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, my mom was really embarrassing. She'd take me to her girl. I'd have to go to salon.
Oh, fuck, yeah. We used to go. There was this fucking Greek guy who talked like fucking. Oh man, I forgot about this guy. I thought my whole life this guy was gay. He was like 5'1". Just open fucking silk shirts every day. Yeah. He had a perm, a balding perm. And he's like, he would talk like Dr. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh man, it's so cool. I was like, man. And when I was like a teenager, I was like, man, it's pretty cool that like, he was my dad's friend, Christo. And I was like, hey mom, it's pretty cool that dad has a gay friend. She's like, oh, that guy's not gay. He was like, yeah, he like cheats on his wife and fucks all the like women he has that works all for him. And it's just like not only is my dad not progressive, the only gay guy I thought it was his friend was just a fucking another dirtbag.
Yeah, it's weird, like for foreigners.
He's Zohan's
in foreigners, mm-hmm. you can fuck your way into being gay.
Huge Zohan vibe. Yeah.
There was when I worked at GameStop, there was like,
or maybe he was gay.
Everyone else that worked there was like a GameStop guy. You
right.
know,
yeah.
Which is like white man.
A cool alpha right. male who fucks, gets
yeah,
his
yeah.
dick sucked.
White guys that are like, they kind of suck and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like me, I guess. Like a GameStop guy.
Yeah.
And then like that laughing stock manager, Bill, I told that guy's story
his pants.
Already. And then the assistant manager, John, who I didn't get into as much, but was also very funny.
Awesome.
The professional thieves guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't, those weren't the same guy?
No, it was two
I assumed
guys.
It was the same guy.
No, so the John, guy who shit his pants and drove from Bel Air to Silver Spring every fucking day was not the guy who thought it was a professional
it was
thief
a, yeah.
stealing, what was it, Game Boy?
Game Boy games. But the two of them were very concerned, and but John was the one that goes, this is probably the work of a professional thief. I almost had to leave the store to laugh at that guy. I can't believe that.
What was John's?
John wore an Indiana Jones hat.
I swear to God, I thought that was him.
No.
Bill I've conflated
was bald.
These guys.
Bill was bald and had a goatee. I mean, it's easy to conflate them for story's sake. Because,
right.
You know, ha ha ha, a guy that works at GameStop and is a fucking loser.
right.
No, my favorite moment was like we were all out on the loading dock smoking cigarettes. And I was only there for the holidays. It was like a temp job because you know I think GameStop they might still do it, but employees get like 25% off everything.
Damn.
During the holidays.
Oh wow!
So I was like, yeah, I'll just work at GameStop.
And, yeah, I remember that seasonal shit
like,
in high school,
literally just for the discount.
Yeah.
And we're standing out back, and fucking Bill's like, guys, I just want to, I got some great news for you. And he's like listing like stores and the numbers that they did, and like our store. He's like, our store, $1.2 million in sales.
What the fuck?
I don't know, whatever the number was.
Yeah.
It was some ridiculous number. And then fucking John's like smoking a cigarette and like just waving his fist in the air and exhaling like, yes. You don't see any of
that
money.
I love
that,
dude.
You don't get a bonus.
I know.
You fucking make $9 an hour.
I remember that stupid, that pride people had and like fucking, like I remember they tried to do that at the foreclosure law firm. They were like, come on guys, we have to hit these certain, if we get 100, hearings scheduled. You know, you get like a fucking pizza party, and it's like you're literally just asking me to celebrate kicking people out of their homes. Like that's what I'm supposed to fucking. Yeah. That's what I'm supposed to fucking look forward to. Or the mortgage company at American Government Mortgage. If you got someone to refinance, you got like a $20 bonus.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, this is fucking piece of shit company just made how many thousands of dollars?
Yeah. The only place that ever did that where it worked out, I worked at a car dealership and it was like a family-owned car dealership.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple of Sundays, they would bring in their like family pastor or some religious guy that they had known. And he would like sermonize, you know. And
the staff?
The staff, we would all sit there, but then they had like this board up with where, and I can't remember, like the my memory's hazy of what it actually was. I don't think it was Jeopardy or whatever, but it was like a board with like numbers on it, you know, or like a grid of pieces of paper, and they'd be, you know, and they would call on you, and you'd be like, I don't know, like B5 if you got like an answer correctly, and pull off the board, and they're like, yep, here's a check for $200, and they would just like give you free money.
Whoa.
And what? Yeah, it was awesome. I got like 75 bucks one time, and
nice, man.
You know, but usually it was like an extra lunch or whatever, something like that. Yeah. But then at the end, it'd be like, and remember, serve God, serve your country, and serve your company, you know?
Yo, that's the kind of like corny conservative people shit that I can get behind. You know what I mean?
It's like, that was, they were like very nice to me considering what a like drunk fucking ungrateful piece of shit 19-year-old I was to like work at that place.
The guy
that managed the used car lot was like the son of the dude that owned the dealership, and he saw I had like shitty clothes. I didn't have like nice clothes, and he must have given me like $1,000 worth of dress shirts. And I was like, yeah, thanks.
Are these all the colors you have?
Yeah. No, he gave me like 30 ties.
Really?
Jesus Christ. Just so, they were like so nice to me. And I was just, I'd blown off work, and eventually I just stopped showing up. And
you use them to like, you tie them in together as like a pulley to jerk off. Like from the ceiling.
I legitimately. I remember because I left and like when I was like I didn't show up for a month and then I finally came in to like you know to get my last paycheck or something and the guy was like livid and he was like you know you're young but that was like your experience here was the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you set the record.
Yeah, I guess because I interviewed well and like I sold a car like my first day, so you know
that's huge.
Yeah, well, I had sales experience, but my sales experience was
from
like
a cell phone kiosk
where I was a manager and I hired this big black dude Mark to, and I would make him go buy me 40s at the beer store at the beginning of my shift. And then I would get drunk off Mickey's in the bathroom.
Nice.
And then just like fucking Wall Street money never sleeps.
Just sell the fuck out of some cell phone cases.
Yeah, dude, drunk as shit. Just loud black woman be like, you drunk! I'm like, yeah, I'll give you some free ringtone. She'd be like, all right. Maybe I do want a Nextel.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, I used to love interviewing well. And then just as soon as I interviewed,
it's like, story of my life.
Yep. I'm a, the shittiest, and it always take people like 2 to 3 months to realize that the person they interviewed was never showing up for work.
Yeah,
that it was just like, oh, at first it was like, oh, maybe he's just, you know, getting his footing, and then it's like, oh, this is a fucking shitty human being who tricked me. And then it was like too late.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was like I'm good at interviews and first dates.
You did that at Vox. You got hired at Vox and they fired you.
We've never
you.
Said that on the pod.
You got fired a week later.
I got fired a month later.
I forgot you worked at Vox.
That's the best situation. Didn't you collected unemployment for like a year after that?
For 6 months, yeah.
That was
for
insane.
A month of work?
Yeah,
for
you don't remember that? When he moved here, he just wasn't working?
No, I wasn't here yet. I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, he just didn't have to work because Vox was like paying his fucking unemployment.
No, it was the unemployment insurance. Yeah, it was the government. Didn't. State of Maryland.
Wait, why? Yeah. The state of Maryland, really?
Yeah.
No,
I was going through that breakup, and I just like couldn't pay attention to work.
What were you? You were a paralegal there.
Yeah, I was a paralegal.
You were sucking off.
I don't know if I can really talk about it. Actually,
I can.
Who works at Vox, so I can make a joke about you sucking their dick? I don't know enough about
Matt Iglesias.
You sucked off Matt Iglesias.
Yeah, dude. You went down. You ate his pussy. Matt Iglesias.
I really wish. I really wish I could talk about it.
His long, dude. Just a long.
But imagine his pussy. It starts like
I do. I bet actually, you. Well, I bet you.
Sternum,
so my first
and
day
it goes all the way down to his asshole.
I bet you. I
if
bet you. Matt Iglesias,
sued. Well, fuck cares. But if
I bet
you can't get sued for what?
I can't. I signed an NDA when I left. But this has nothing to do with. With the job,
real
but my
quick,
first
I didn't
day,
sign a fucking
real
NDA.
Quick.
There was a.
I didn't hold on. Real quick, I bet Matt Iglesias makes women eat his balls like a pussy.
You have to no. say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Matt Iglesias makes women
that's how you
go down, down on his
okay,
balls
wait, wait, wait.
Like they're a pussy.
So the first day, my first day of work
he's
there.
Just fucking loose, flappy sack. Just,
well, let me tell this story.
Moaning while someone licks his balls.
Right. With tic-tac-sized balls.
All
right. Somewhere in there.
Oh.
All right, let me tell this story. My first
little,
day.
Like, soft little raisinette balls. Like a fat tumor on a dog.
But they're not, the women aren't even licking the actual nuts. They're just licking the skin yeah, and into yeah. his taint.
He's married.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. He's married. And he's rich as fuck independently. But,
oh, really? For
yeah,
what?
His dad's like a romance novelist.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
He's like a rich New York City kid.
Oh,
anyway,
so that's why he gets his.
Yeah, yeah, that's
his
why
balls
he looks
like
that.
A pussy.
Yeah, anyway.
I wish my dad was a romance novelist.
Dude,
my dad.
Can you imagine how good you'd be at having sex if your father was a romance novelist? That's probably why Matt's so good at having
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that guy lays
wait, can
pipe.
I please tell this fucking story?
I learned how to fuck from my father. He's wearing like a pirate's costume. I'm trying to carry the woman everywhere. Or, have you come yet? No, stop carrying me. Women don't need to be carried everywhere. And then he carried me. Women just want to be carried. That's the thing yeah, about dude. Dumb bitches.
Oh, yes. Finally.
These broads.
About
they,
time.
They want, what? You want a fucking pirate to carry you somewhere?
Thank you.
Sweetheart, quit reading books.
Thank you.
You're drying up over there.
You fucking ahua.
I'm going limp.
Hurry up, I only can stay hard for 3 minutes at a time.
Hey, I can only get
three
hard
minutes.
When it's a full moon. I got magnetons in my dick and they're controlled by the tides.
By the tides, I was gonna say.
And high tide, baby, it's a fucking nice
they call
cock.
Me the Prince of Tides, because I'm like that guy from the movie.
Isn't that funny?
And that I was raped by prisoners.
Doesn't the moon control
prisoners?
Menses?
Have you seen that movie?
No.
The Prince
yeah.
of Tides?
The
yeah.
Prince of Tides?
No.
It's like Nick Nolte. It's Nick Nolte, right?
He gets raped?
As
or
a
he
boy.
Rapes.
Is it Nick Nolte? It's Nick Nolte and Barbara Streisand.
I always confuse Nick Nolte and the other guy.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
I literally cannot remember which one of them it is. But
I think it's
Streisand.
Nick Nolte. Yeah, he's a better actor than Gary Busey.
Well, was
yeah.
he Gary Busey?
The story is like this guy's fucking sister kills herself in Manhattan, so he has to go collect her shit, and he makes friends with her therapist. It's Barbara Streisand,
nice.
And she starts therapizing him. And
no thanks.
He's like going through his stories, and like all I remember is like the scene where like there's some local prison they grew up near in Louisiana, and like these two escaped convicts come in the house and rape him and his sister, and the mom eventually has to,
damn.
Or maybe the sister has to stop the raping from happening. But
hmm.
I remember my mom like renting that movie, and we watched it, and I was like, "Why did you make me watch this?"
Yeah,
I was like 9 or something.
Always look out for prisoners, Nicholas.
Wait, let me tell my Matt Iglesias.
I won't
She's
care.
Like, this is going to be
you. I won't care when you get raped. Yeah, it'll make me happy.
So Matt Iglesias, romance novelist.
So Matt Iglesias allegedly raped someone when he broke out of prison in
shut
New
up,
Orleans.
Shut up. Okay, so it was my first day and there was a snowstorm, so like it was like delayed.
Are you sure it wasn't your first gay?
Yeah, it was my first gay at Vox.
No, it definitely was not his first gay.
Right. Adam like wakes wakes up and he looks out the window and there's all this snow coming down and he's like, snow gay. And then he
pulls out the ice dildo that he has in his freezer.
Is this snowman?
He's
a snowman. He's just sucking on a carrot.
He fucks himself with a frozen carrot. Yeah. But it's on a snowman's face, so it's like he's getting fucked by his nose.
Yeah, yeah that all right. We all remember that day at Vox.
Go ahead,
Adam.
You
couldn't come to open mic because you were too busy filleting a snowman carrot.
I don't even get the bit. Anyway.
What bit?
It's not
this
a bit.
This is truth.
Dude.
Snow gay? Is that in the joke?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Dude. What is that? First of all, if let's entertain
it's
that we are doing a bit.
That you don't have to go to work. Let's be gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of straight.
There was a blizzard
day.
Overnight.
A day off from being straight.
So I get an email from my like.
Finally, you get to be free.
I get an email from my boss, and she's like, I'm going to be late. So I get there, and there's the receptionist
there's
isn't
there.
A bunch
there. Of men running the Polar Express on Adam's ass.
That creepy animation that's not quite yeah. is in
the first guy
valley.
In the line has like a red light tip dick. And they're like, you fucking first, Rudolph.
So we his can, ass is too can, wide and we black
can, we can see the way. Rudolph, fuck Adam first. We all thought your weird red tip dick was weird until today. The story of Hanukkah.
Yeah, yeah. They fuck one gay Jewish man's cavernous asshole. The guiding light in the biggest asshole we've ever seen in our lives. Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Now, then what happens?
It's really not that
it's
good
your
of a
first
story.
Snow day at Vox.
You're getting fucking the ass by Rudolph, the red-dicked reindeer.
Oh, so funny. You guys are so good.
Rudolph the red dick gay guy.
Okay, so it's my first
shiny dick. And if you ever saw so it, you'd say, is that going into Adam Friedland's ass?
And of course the answer is yes. Adam's very gay.
And one faggy Christmas Eve. Santa came to say, there's a war on Christmas, so we can't do just Christmas anymore. Now we have to celebrate Hanukkah, and they do some weird shit, so let me explain. So now we say, happy holidays, and we still have the tree, but also Adam gets fucked. That way, everyone's happy, except the Muslims, because who knows what they do during December.
Yeah, they don't really have anything to do. Can you be Muslim and celebrate Kwanzaa?
Yeah, yeah.
You could do both, yeah.
All right. Kwanzaa was invented in like 1993.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Nike came up with Kwanzaa.
I thought it was a B plot on Martin.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Gino, we're going to make our own holiday. Cole's like, can I play Ronald McDonald? Cole, get to stepping. Ronald McDonald is not part of Kwanzaa. Damn.
Fuck. All right.
Tommy, you going to be the snow globe because of your bald ass head. That's not funny, Martin. I hate being bald. There's no cure. We had a lot of fun on today's episode of Martin. But if you know someone who's bald, please don't hurt their feelings.
Anyway, it was a snow day,
mm-hmm.
But it was like delayed. It was snowed overnight, so like the roads were fucked. So my bot, no one was there. And I'm just like standing in the lobby, and I remember like looking down the hallway, and I just see this fupa just like walking towards me.
Nice.
Just this like the the distance between the belt and vagina area on that gentleman's,
and we won't say who it
midsection. Is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love fat guys.
He wears his clothes.
See, Stav knows the way to wear pants. It goes under your stomach.
Under the stomach. Yeah, it's unbelievable when a fat guy tries to get half the... Like, we're fucking... Like, anyone doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, right.
You're getting half your stomach and we forget that you're fat as shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well,
we
it's also
that fat
you, like,
circle.
Permanently deform your stomach.
Yeah.
And then you just have a big fat pussy.
Absolutely. You let the stomach hang down like a gentleman. You don't fucking try and trap that shit with a belt,
right?
And then the belt, come on, bro.
Yeah, you have to you acquire that beautiful trucker-esque pot belly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
You look like you bathe on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. So
anyway, so yeah, then he's like,
that's
can
what
I
happens
help
if you?
You
have a romance novelist dad. They don't show you how to put pants on the right
way. His dad never wore pants. He was always dick out.
He wrote the silk
house.
Robe around the house.
He just hears that. He just hears his hair.
His dad is this, like extremely effete, silk robed man with a micro penis. is going around in this fucking completely see through, you know, like almost like a transparent shower curtain style robe,
but it's red,
like coming down the long staircase in the morning, like Maddie, don't burn the toast again. I have writing to do.
But then he goes
a millimeter penis.
Yeah. But he does fuck. But he heard his parents fuck all the time. That guy fucked.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I think he did. The author fucked.
The dad.
You don't
the
have
dad.
To be to fuck to be a romance. I think he fucked. I actually think that probably romance novelists don't have that
who's
much
his dad?
Sex.
Who's his dad?
Julio Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias.
His dad's Fluffy, dude.
Fluffy. Yeah. Fluffy.
That's his brother. Two titans, yeah. One of comedy.
You know the right way to wear a pair of pants, right? Shit, I got this brother. He's gay as hell.
He's a blogger. He's a blogger for Vox.
Yeah. He writes little letters.
Yeah, his brother doesn't know it's not Fox.
He's
all
one
his,
of them.
All his Hispanic
letter chucos.
Letter chucos.
Crushing, whatever the fuck that means. I already told him. Que pasa no cola caro careca, letter chuco. Yeah, that's Spanglish.
What does chuco mean?
I don't know.
Chico,
it's a type of pants.
Chupa, chupa, chupa.
Chupa, no, that's just a Taco Bell menu item.
Nah, dude.
It's like fake Spanish.
No, chupa means get your dick sucked.
McDonald's Corporation.
Chico is
chupa means get your dick sucked.
Yeah, chupa mi panga.
Yeah, because it also means lollipop, which I love.
Yeah.
It means getting your dick sucked and a lollipop.
Chico is just that ramen place that we go to by my house.
That's a good place.
Chico is like a little boy. Chiquito. Oh, okay. Cute or something?
I'm a Chiquito.
I don't know.
Chiquita banana.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys ever want to fuck the Chiquita banana lady? And yeah, this dude. Is something I used to beat
off the raisins all the time.
To the California
boxes.
Raisins?
Well, no, the little raisin box. They fit in your pocket so you can bring them into a public restroom and jack off to that lady with all the fruit on her head.
I used to fuck the raisins.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck your hat. I'm going to stick my dick right
that way
in
you watch
her
upside down. It looks like you're fucking her brain.
Edible
you
arrangement on her head.
Beautiful migrant worker. You beautiful slave.
Man, no, the Chiquita banana lady, though, was hot. I never beat off to her. See, that's, I will say.
Wasn't she just like an outline drawing?
No, she was
hot. She was
hot,
never
dude.
Fleshed out. Like,
I think there was some media where she was fleshed out. I think there was a commercial.
I don't remember.
No, yeah, there's been commercials where she dances and
she's
shit.
Hot, dude.
She hot?
Shouts out to the Chiquita banana. You know,
as like a cartoon?
She's a spicy Latina.
Is she cartoon?
Most
or
beautiful
she?
Kind of woman.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Sofia Vergara, probably the hottest woman on earth.
Yeah. Spanish
Who's
people
that?
Are so lecherous.
Who's that? Shut the fuck up.
Oh, was she Tony Parker's wife?
No, motherfucker. You know who it is.
Who was Tony Parker's wife?
Eva Mendez. No, yeah, yeah. Eva
Longoria.
Yeah, and Tony Parker cheated on her by fucking
yeah,
one of his teammates'
How about Eva Longoria?
Wives.
That's cool.
Nice, man.
You fucking smoke weed?
Out of her
you
pussy?
You guys ever hear about weed?
You got
That's a good character.
Sorry. I apologize. No, I'm just trying to make friends. Yeah, I'll hang out here at the Home Depot parking lot and just try to interact with folks of your color. Oh, look, I grew up racist. I'm trying to make black friends. I know they like weed. I've never done it personally. But if I say it at them, they might accept me for who I am. 4'11" cowboy.
Oh, I want to be a cowboy. I want to be a cowboy, baby.
About a cowboy from hell, dude.
What song
That's
is that?
Badass.
Oh, nice, dude.
Cowboy from hell.
Such a shitty song.
Cowboy from hell. It's a shitty premise.
Yeah, I know. It's like, yo, man, I want to fucking write a song about fucking cowboys, but it's not badass enough.
Yeah.
Like, what if they were like, from hell? I'm like, that's fucking perfect.
Nice. Dimebag. That's Pantera, right?
It's Pantera. Yep.
Dimebag Daryl, motherfucking Phil Anselmo.
Phil Anselmo. Do you remember when we were in New Orleans?
Deep ass voice, dude.
Yeah.
Nick was doing the Phil Anselmo tour of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, this is where Phil Anselmo jacked off.
Never from New Orleans. Is he from New Orleans?
Yeah, he's from New Orleans.
The rest of them are from Texas, I think.
Pantera is like a Houston band or a Dallas band.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Little panhandle band.
Yeah, well, that's what pan stands for. Pan is panhandle.
Panhandle Terra?
And then Terra is...
it's pansexual, actually.
Yeah, it's pansexual Terra.
Yeah.
I'd fuck someone named Terra who was pansexual.
Shit. There's got to be a bunch of trans metal bands.
Transtallica.
Yeah, Transtallica.
Kiss My...
Megatrans.
Post-op fucked up dick. That's a Kiss cover
used
band.
To be a man's egg.
Used to be a man's thing. There you go.
KCDC.
KCDC. Iron Pussy. Yeah.
Byron Maiden.
Yeah, Byron Maiden. Yeah. There you go. Fuck.
Judas Priest cut my dick off.
Oh, yeah. There we go. There we go, brother. That's Judas Priest.
That might be the best joke we've ever told on this podcast.
So stupid.
That might be the most mature, refined joke. Please.
I love all the midget bands. I love how many... There's Mini Kiss.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's another one.
There's a Mini AC/DC, I think, too.
Oh, fuck.
They wear the same size shorts as the regular AC/DC, though.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You took those fucking old Australians down a peg for wearing short shorts.
Sit down, Australians.
Are both
of
them dead now?
What is it with this city just being infested?
One of them has a fucked up... One of them has some kind of disease.
I think the lead singer was replaced at a certain point.
Yeah, they replaced him with another...
It's Anus and Clitoris, right? Those are the brothers.
Angus is the guitarist.
Anus, young Anus. And old Clitoris.
Sweet Boy Pussy. Two traditional Australian names.
Sweet Boy Pussy.
Oh, my name's Sweet Boy Pussy.
Fuck, dude. My
but my friends call me George. Anytime you meet an Australian man named George, his real name is Sweet Boy Pussy. That's a little unknown fact about Australia that a lot of people don't want really to get out, but it's true, and you can repeat that directly to my face and any other Australian you ever meet.
Every Australian named George, his real name is Sweet Boy Pussy, dude. That's what's on their birth certificate.
Yeah, it's a nickname.
True. I can't deny it, and none of the other ones can either.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What is it with this city just being infested with drunken Australians?
There's a lot of them.
They're all throwing up.
Personal trainer at my gym that's really hot.
I would love to fuck an Australian.
Dude, I'd fuck, man.
I won't take tips. Good job, do another one.
Yes.
It's like, God damn it. What a horrific way to talk.
It would be
almost like she's deaf.
What is it with when they say...
It's a disability?
Nine.
It's not because it's an accent. It's because there's something wrong with her. Yeah. It's like a hot
I'm from
claw.
Jersey. Yeah,
right. My father was deaf and an alcoholic, and he would beat me. Never learned how to talk properly.
We're the descendants of criminals and whores. Yeah, what is it with they add an R at the end when they say no? They're like, no.
I was so drunk.
It's
called personal flair.
I was so drunk the other night. I took heaps of molly.
Heaps.
And got just heaps of molly, coke. I was so fucked. Yeah. Shout out to all of our Australian listeners, though.
There's a lot of them.
Shouts out to Sydney. Shouts out to fucking...
Shouts out to Perth on the West Coast.
Is Perth one of them?
Perth?
Yeah, it's weird.
There's only three cities in Australia. It's Melbourne, Perth. Sydney, and Perth.
Really?
And,
yeah, they got an island.
And Adelaide.
Yeah.
Adelaide. That sounds hot.
Dude, I found some
fucking...
They got
a reef.
I sent it to Dana. I found some town in Australia that was like... Hibberberry Billaboob. I gotta go back and find it.
Let's go to Australia.
It sounded
dude.
Fucking fake.
They have comedy festivals and shit.
They
like
do.
Comedy.
Yeah, it just takes forever to get there.
Yeah.
So. But I mean, it seems every Australian I've met has been cool as shit.
Let's go.
Me too.
Dude.
But I've only like been chill with Melbourne people, and they always shit on Sydney people.
Adam has a snobbery about his Australia.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. How many people of Australian descent would you characterize?
Australian descent.
How many Australian Americans?
I know.
Do you think
all the Australians that I've become friends with are from Melbourne?
How many of them are there?
Maybe like 7.
Name them all right now.
Right now?
Right now.
No, I'm not going to name them. They're gonna, lying, you guys are going to look them up on
anyone.
On,
he doesn't know anyone. Shane
Kazoo. Bilbo. Oh,
sweet boy pussy.
Sweet boy pussy.
Sweet boy pussy George.
Young Angus.
And the comedy Young Dundee. Angus.
They always shit on Sydney, though. They say that Melbourne's really, like, much more chilled out.
Melbourne?
Like, well, the entire country is Texas.
It's like a country of Texans. Yeah, they're all big.
Yeah.
They're all drunk and loud.
They wear weird clothes.
They love fighting.
I'd love to see some big Australian titties up close.
I wonder what it's like
with
in
like
Perth.
A magnifying glass. Just really inspect.
Yeah, but you gotta
Have to put a couple in my mouth and suck on them.
Yeah, I don't
After having some shrimp on the Barbie.
I have an affinity with the Australians because, you know, I'm also a former colonial British.
You're from the Commonwealth?
Descendant. Yeah, for a Commonwealth descendant. So
you suck the king's dick? Not me and Stav, dude.
Hell no, dude. Excuse we never me, bend the knee for anyone, dude.
Oh, no.
Don't tread on us, motherfucker.
I respect any type of monarchy from any country. I think that they're all magical. The Saudis, I love them.
Yo, what the fuck, dude? Rihanna started dating
Is he Saudi?
He's like a billionaire.
Oh,
what
God.
What the fuck, man?
That's
How
fucked.
Do Saudis get... You know what I mean? You get to be
I'm trying to be a sultan. I just bought an all-white tracksuit.
Mm-hmm. I'm so jealous.
Dude, it's got like this extended collar that goes all the way up to past my ears.
Oh,
and I put it on earlier, and I just really want to go hang out with Japanese guys on St. Mark's.
That's
smoke
cool.
cigarettes with Japanese guys.
Isn't it punks on St. Mark's? Isn't that the vibe?
There's a lot of Japanese people.
What are they doing there?
They wear tight... They dress like you.
Like me? Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a compliment.
They wear like gay. Flood pants.
I follow a lot of Japanese street style accounts on
Instagram.
Yeah,
you're a fucking loser. You fucking like
I'm not a loser.
Cool
I'm
clothes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're not. You're cool.
First of all, you buy way more clothes than I do.
Only
Yeah, they all look stupid.
And they're all tracksuits.
Nick buys money to look dumb as shit on
Stop
purpose.
Stop sucking up to Nick. Okay, continue.
What? Not sucking up to me. It's me and him are on the same page.
Yeah, no, we both have the same style.
You don't understand agreeing with people.
Yeah.
Because you're such a detestable individual. That any sign of camaraderie between two individuals looks like some sort of social purchase.
No, it's a suck up.
Instead of just people being friends with each other.
It's a suck up. That was a clear suck up.
That's a suck up?
Because
I say he buys shitty clothes. He spends money to look stupid is literally what I said.
No.
And you say that I suck up to him?
I don't disagree that's a suck with that up. Either.
Suck up to this dick, Adam.
No.
And just, when I mean up, I mean suck it.
Just stop sucking up, dude.
Suck this dick.
So Adam
the
is...
The cat shit.
Adam,
oh,
Adam is doing... Adam's finally hitting the weight room.
Yeah, I'm on... one of the cum boys DM me from you guys making fun of my weight and my size and my body in general and put me in set me up with some links on a workout regime, bodybuilding, sculpting regime. So
he's doing all pros. So he's on a 4-day split.
I'm doing gomads.
Wait, hold on. I don't know if all pros is 4-day split. Somebody's gonna email me angry about that.
What is all pros?
All pros is like a beginning bodybuilding program.
No.
I think it's a 3-day full body. But
I'm doing
not sure.
Starting strength,
which is a 3-day full body program.
Yes.
And tell everyone what happened at the gym the other day.
My new friend corrected me on my form, Gianni from Bensonhurst. He said, "Whoa, bro, what the fuck are you doing? You're gonna be a chiropractor's fucking dream, bro." And then he corrected me, and he's like, "You gotta fucking put your chest out."
What you were doing? You were doing deadlifts.
I was deadlifting.
Set the fucking scene. Yeah. Where were we?
I was deadlifting. I was at the New York Sports
Club.
Now,
where were you? Were you deadlifting in the squat rack?
I was deadlifting next to the squat rack.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it wasn't on the rack. It was on the floor.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And Gianni came up to me. He's like, "Dude, what are you doing? Are you working out your hamstrings or your back?" And I was like, "I think hamstrings." And he said, "Bro, you're doing it all wrong." And then he worked me out. Gianni is a very nice guy. He's clearly on steroids.
How long did he work with you specifically?
I don't know. It was a good 5 minutes, but it felt like hours.
He sees you struggling.
He came up to me.
He sees your little girl
legs
I was trembling under the weight of four
pounds. First of all,
I was trying to do too much weight.
Almost everybody deadlifts wrong. It was easy to fucking look at somebody and say they're deadlifting wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was lifting with my lower back.
It looks objectively like it could fuck you up.
Somebody's fucking aggressively knocking on the door. I don't know who that is. But
on your door?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But the, like the margin of error where it's like you would never say anything to anyone. Even
no,
like,
I appreciate
with
it,
horrific
dude.
Form deadlifting.
Yeah.
The how bad Adam had to be.
No, that's not true. He was a good Samaritan.
For this Guido to fucking go up to him and tell him like, you're going to put yourself in the hospital.
Dude, he was wearing like spaghetti strap tank top too.
I love that look.
He's one of those buff guys that had like the very thin straps on his tank top.
That's
yeah, anyway, so
that's
like
going to be me in the summer, dude.
He kept telling me like he worked on form with me and then he kept telling me explode through the hips. Explode, explode. And yeah, now I'm like I guess like 215. I deadlift about 390, I think, last I checked.
Which is like, you know what's
a
funny?
A normal amount?
No, that's like terrible. If you weighed 215 and you were only deadlifting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
that'd be pretty pathetic.
I'm at 115.
What the fuck is this knocking on the door?
Oh, it's probably a girl that wants to fuck me really badly.
Yeah.
So she's knocking on the door very hard.
So,
to come up here and have sex with
me. It was very funny that Guido Gianni from Bensonhurst helped me out, but I appreciated it. I was like, listen, it's day one. I've never done a deadlift before. I just watched a video on this website. And shout out to the Cumboy for whoever that was for sending me in the right direction with bodybuilding. I'm gonna show my bullies, Nick and Stav.
I will forever
show them. It's going to be like that episode of Ren and Stimpy where he gets titty implants.
That's a good app.
Well, yeah. We're going to do...
I'm going to beat you guys up at the beach.
No, we're doing the podcast.
We're doing the show. Amber. Someone's knocking at the door. All right. So, Nick, what's your... How you been lifting recently? Lift boys.
How have I been?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty terrible, dude.
Pretty
I can't unfat myself from Los Angeles.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just old now, but like...
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. It used to be, I would go back to the gym and I would like just, you know, it'd be pretty easy to not be fat anymore and look all right. And it's just not changing.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Whatever. Who cares?
Dude, I thought I was eating like a lot, but I clearly did not because I woke up this morning emaciated.
Well, you got to drink your own cum.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna work on that.
Did Gianni explain that to you?
Put your own DNA.
Gianni explained a couple things to me about La Cosa Nostra, the code of silence, the fact that if the fucking ISIS wants to come over here, we'll show them what we were made of.
Right.
You know, he told me a lot about that, but not a lot about diet. But, you know, I respect
and exercise.
Him. Yeah. But I was like, at the end, I did say to him, commendatory. Now that's respect. And we both kissed each other on the mouth.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Yeah.
So do you have to have sex with
the Swole Pranos? How about that?
The Swole Pranos. What was the guy that Tony beats up after he gets back? Muscles Marinara?
Yeah.
I love the shots.
That scene is amazing.
That's an incredible scene.
That guy's like arms and then fucking Tony's like insecurity.
Yeah.
Then fucking back to Paulie being like, I used to be the strongest guy in the army.
Yeah.
I did the pull-up contest. Yeah.
Paulie fucking rules.
Paulie's the best. He's the best. He's an illiterate joke of a human being.
He looks like a cartoon character.
A
mafia guy.
Yeah. He's a former con. Yeah. He's like the Snoop Pearson of The Sopranos.
He's like the me of.
But I wonder. You think he killed? You think Paulie ever killed anybody, dude? The real Paulie?
Maybe. I don't know.
All Italians have to kill their own father. Otherwise, they're not allowed to hit puberty.
They have to do it to protect their mother.
To fuck their own mother.
They do, eventually. Well, that's why they... That's how they hit puberty.
That's why Italians...
That's what puberty is in Italy. It's when you have sex with your mother and you kill your own father to do it. Then you either become a, you know, velour tracksuit criminal or a fucking sad clown.
Pagliaducci.
Mm-hmm.
Pagliacci.
Publia plabia.
Yeah, there's a story. I went to my therapist and I was like, I fucked too good, doctor. How do I get my mind off of this?
Yeah, what did your
and
therapist
say? And he was like,
say?
You should go see Fuck Leoducci. He's the clown that fucks the best. It'll get your mind off of how good you fuck.
Oh.
And then I looked at him and I was like, but doctor,
I am fuck Leoducci.
Wow. Wait, so is that a real story?
All right, we're running out of steam here. Let's go back to the reindeer man.
Yeah, I have food poisoning, by the way.
The reindeer Stavis man that has poisoning. Sex with Adam. we're going to roll the tape back.
Let's take a second pass through those chicken wing bones that we already fucking ate.
That one was good for me. I wish we had done a little bit better on the song, to be honest with you, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red Dick Gig.
Red Dick? What is he, like a dog?
Yeah.
No, he's got a red... It glows, man.
Adam, have you ever...
You don't know about Rudolph the Red Nose?
Have you ever... How far have you gone with your dog?
How far have I gone?
Sex-wise. Because
we watched you play with her nipples the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You fingered her?
Have you fingered
your dog? I've never fingered her.
If the vet told you you had to, would you do it?
Of course.
You wouldn't just put the dog down?
The vet is a medical professional. I'd listen to her.
Yeah, but medical professionals, I mean, you know, 15 years
ago... Dude, my
ago,
vet they, is 15 so
years ago,
hot.
The medical professional really? Said being gay was
so
a disease.
What?
15 years ago, medical professionals said being gay was a disease.
Yeah, and that's what makes them medical
professionals. You know, as a member of PETA, what I'm fighting for is a time when we outlaw veterinarians,
mm-hmm.
and they include dog and cat medicine in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to become an actual doctor to operate on animals who are people.
Yep.
Yeah.
The LGBT CD.
How funny would be offensive
every letter.
Dogs,
dog, cat, hamsters, snakes, canaries.
No, just dogs. LGBTQD. Dogs are part of queer culture now, guys. Deal with it.
Oh fuck, dude. I feel like shit. I had a warm pokey outdoors, and I have food poisoning.
Yeah, and Stav, you want to tell us about how you
actually,
used...
it sounds like you got tood poisoning, if you ask me.
That's
my bad,
don't
tude.
Ever put your hand out for me to high-five it.
What do you, we've high-fived plenty of times.
Don't ever do that.
We high-five all the time, dude. Why do you have to make it
I've
sound
never
like this?
Actually seen... I've known you guys for both, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years now, and I've never seen you high-five once.
We high-fived at the show the other day.
I don't think
and
so.
And we did a snap, and Nick's like, that's nice, dude, the snap. He complimented it.
I was being ironic.
No, you weren't being ironic.
I was being
sarcastic. You were being sincere. You know, the
I don't remember
is,
any
ladies
of that.
And gentlemen, deep down, Nick Mullen is a sincere, sensitive young man.
Yeah, everybody is. So is Hitler.
No, that's not true.
You have layers
yeah,
above
he was.
It. And some would consider to be armor. Inscribed, burned into the armor is all sorts of symbols throughout your life that some people see as scars and others see as insignias, like a swastika.
Well,
Sig runes or marks of the Templar. And I consider my shield of irony to be a battle-hardened carcass over whatever sincerity may... Like Darth Vader's suit,
yes.
You know? And while I may be have been good at one point, or underneath it all, I am. Nobody remembers that character in the shittier other movies.
Yeah.
They remember Darth Vader, Empire Strikes Back,
hell yeah.
Most evil guy in the world.
Shitty, fucking shit up.
Right. Who fucked the hero's mom, by the way.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what he should have said, rather than I am your father.
Luke, I fucked your mother.
Yeah.
Luke, I fucked your mother.
Luke, I fucked your mom. That would be the me version of Darth
Vader.
And I got a bunch of buttons on my chest, and it's actually just a Tim Allen soundboard.
It's a Tim Allen soundboard.
The coolest version. I don't think so, Tim.
Pork rinds.
Yeah. Jill, Randy, Jill, I fucked your mother. No! Jill. Jill.
And then one button that sucks your dick.
Hey, Wilson. I don't think so, Tim.
Did they have an episode where Mark went there?
That's
a 30-minute scene where Darth Vader is just playing the Tim Allen soundboard,
laughing to himself.
Not even laughing, just autistically pressing the buttons after Luke has fallen out of that fucking shaft or whatever before the movie ends.
Ooh.
Oh fuck, dude.
Wasn't there an episode where Mark went goth?
Yeah, Mark's goth in like the last couple of the last season of the show.
Wait, there was a season where he was goth?
I think so. Yeah, it's like the last one when like the gay
one,
of
the
sons. And the jock are like both gone to
in
college.
What? What are we playing? What are we talking
Home
about?
Improvement.
Oh, Home Improvement.
It's Mark,
CJ.
Oh yeah, he was God. He had like that fucked up dog collar and shit.
Yeah. He was. Really
it was the one
like,
that ended
corn.
Up fucking like some old lady. Once the show ended, he married like some fucking woman.
There's an episode of that show where they find pot in the backyard.
I love that episode.
And they're like fucking like, well, we experimented when we were kids, and it's like. Just Tim Allen who went to prison for
dropping a
massive amounts of cocaine. An amount of cocaine that 99.99999% of people will never see in their entire life.
Yeah, of course.
Unlike us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
a kilo
fooled around
is a 1,000 pounds. It's easy to remember.
That was weird when you had all that weed and I was just like...
Yeah, I know.
He had like 5 pounds.
I remember.
What was that like? It was a fucking insane amount of weed.
I had 2 pounds of weed.
He had like 19 pounds of weed in his apartment.
Yeah.
Taking pictures with it and shit. I remember like if I had been...
I never took
a
picture.
If I had been like 15 years old and I had 5 pounds of weed in my hands, I would have been like, I'm 50 Cent, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah, I remember when I used to buy...
It ironically made me stop smoking weed. I don't know why.
Because you're
maybe it was my cheap Jew like nature. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I got that out of the way before I turned 30. Briefly becoming a drug
before
dealer.
You became 30.
Although, you know the way
you're
Jamel
a 30-year-old
does it,
man.
Jamel does it so well. Like, he'll be like, yeah, by the way, I do sell weed, like, on stage. And then he'll sell mad weed after a show. But, like, I feel like I was always afraid to do that.
Stop blowing up your friend's spot, dude.
What are you talking about?
How dare you, dude?
Shut the fuck up, dude.
He's under criminal investigation right now.
No, he's
now,
not,
dude.
He's in Cali, dude. It's legal.
It's legal, bro.
It's
yo, they
legal.
Finally passed two things. Dope, CP, child pornography. Totally legal, dope. Take that, Donald Trump. Yeah, we're gonna fucking totally get Donald. I heard some guy talking about it the other day. He was like, you know, yeah, did you see the latest thing? Apparently he had this charity, this Christian charity, and all the money was going to his businesses. So, yeah, we're probably going to be able to do an emoluments clause.
Yeah, like, all these constitutional scholars.
Can we just stop?
Just stop saying things you heard.
Yeah.
And also,
having these dumb, smug conversations.
Dude, my roommate had this friend who was like the dumbest girl I've ever met. And like she came over after the election and she just lectured everyone on what the Electoral College is. And it was probably the most, like, I wanted to fucking kill her. Mm-hmm. I would kill her. Mm-hmm.
You should have said, shut the fuck up, you whore.
She was like, I just
Adam
listened
Syke, listen,
to
I don't
podcast.
Really do this, but my friend Gianni just told me how to explode through the hips, so I finally have confidence for the first time in my
dude,
life.
I do feel confident.
And
today.
I am about to break
you
a nail
strong,
on
bro.
You.
Dude, I can't use stairs because of my ass.
Nice,
and
you got those DOMS.
Yeah, I like
the first workout DOMS, dude.
Dude, I'm like walking
feels
up and
like
down stairs like I got raped in a prison shower. Like
you probably squatted too heavy then.
I squatted too heavy. Yeah.
What were you squatting?
A plate on each side.
Oh, yeah, that you're starting way too high for for like a
off the couch. I mean, I used to like go to the gym, but I never squatted or did deadlifts. I like
yeah,
did like
then you
bullshit.
You shouldn't start at like your body weight.
Is that my body weight? It's probably more.
The plate
how
on
much
the other
is
side
the weight?
Is 135.
Okay, yeah, that's my body weight.
Yeah,
you weigh 135.
Shut up, you fat piece of shit.
135 is a fucking.
You
child's
should weigh 135.
Nah, dude. That's
yes,
what,
you should.
That's what women weigh.
You're 5'2", dude. You should be 135.
I'm 6'5".
You're not 6'5", dude.
Yes, I am.
Both
tall.
Me and Stav are easily clear 6'6".
Yeah,
the two of us.
I'm a dunk on your ass, bitch.
I tower over both of you.
I will
and
beat you in
basketball. And the listener needs to know this. I am the tallest.
First of all, bitch, you're a half inch
smartest,
tall.
Smartest. Yeah. Cutest.
You're not cute.
I have a lot more sex than both of you.
I fuck. I just don't brag about it like you do.
I don't brag about it.
You brag about it all the time.
No, man. That's not true.
Yeah, huh?
That's
yeah, you
not
do
true.
Like a humble brag thing.
Yeah, you're like,
oh, I had to have sex the
I have
other
to
night
break up
with some
this
girl that
girl
looks exactly
so
like
good
me.
Yeah,
I hang out in Brooklyn and I'd fuck women that
they
dress
don't
and
look
talk
exactly
like
me. That's not true.
They have the same body as me.
I have sex with a smorgasbord.
You're just, what you're doing is you're
a regular,
you're reproducing
regular
asexually in this Brooklyn house of mirrors.
I don't have sex in Brooklyn. I only have sex in the Bronx.
With the chucos?
Papi Chulo?
Yeah.
You go get your
dick
sucked.
Mommy Papi Chuco Chulo.
By the way, dude, Cardi B
Do not I'm look at fan. The I fucking love, you know, I'm gonna create a phone service, right?
She's for
the
so hood hot, dude.
Where yeah. the minutes are free if you're repeating yourself. You get free beef minutes where the phone has an algorithm that says like, you know, like, but that isn't your man's. But that isn't your man's. But that isn't your man's.
He's cheating so those, on you. Two or He's three, cheating on you.
Every time you repeat yourself, it doesn't deduct from your time. So if you have a 4.5 hour conversation on the bus where it says, are you going to let me finish? Are you going to let me finish?
Maria,
are you going to yes. let me finish? Are you going to let me? Listen, he is not your man. Are you going to let me finish? Are you going to let me finish? Are you going to let me finish?
Maria.
But listen,
Maria.
Are you going to let me finish?
That's, make a that techno
was,
song out
that
of
was just 3 seconds out of your contract.
That's perfect,
you know?
Dude.
Rather than the duration of at least my ride on the bus every day that I have to listen to. I don't get that time back in my life, but you get it back on your phone.
That's
plan.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Let's start fucking in the Bronx, dude.
That was, dude, I was talking to a girl the other day, and there was a girl that just kept saying in the phone, like, I have been waiting to put hands on you. I have literally been, oh my God, there is nothing I want more than to put hands on you. Okay? Because, yeah. No, listen to me. Okay?
I love her. I just want to date a girl like that. Who's just mean to me.
Yeah, you want to fetishize and objectify.
Wow, dude, they're real people.
You want to.
It's a culture, not a costume.
Take away, right, exactly, dude. These are beautiful women of color that have a respectable culture that me and Stav are simply appreciating.
Absolutely.
Through
sexually.
Characterization and works of fiction and by yeah. being artists, really.
Absolutely.
And you come in with, like, I want to have sex with her, and it's juvenile.
That's not what my voice
and
sounds
disgusting.
Like.
And it's frankly, it's disrespectful to those women, and it's disrespectful. For the character I was doing, and I cannot wait to put hands on you,
yeah,
Papi
dude.
Chuco. Okay,
stop disrespecting this part of Nick's psyche.
I cannot wait to put hands on you. Listen to me, because I saw you. I know that was. I heard that Spring Next Style ringtone, and I knew it was your ass coming out of his bedroom. I told Victor he can cheat on me 9 times. That's it. He gets 9 times to cheat on me, but he does it again. That's the end of it.
Fuck, dude.
I don't need a gangster. Not anymore.
I'm a gangster, dude. I'm about to start doing crimes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start fucking robbing people.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because you got too much riding on it, dude.
So you're right.
Fuck, you got dude. All. You have a career. You have
I didn't
friends.
Say
you have
anything.
People that love you.
I didn't want to say anything, but
we love you.
I have a Division I basketball scholarship on the table from the University of Kentucky,
dude. Calipari.
Yeah, Johnny Cal. Dude.
You're probably gonna go first round, baby.
I probably will, dude. I'm gonna hold out.
You're one and done for sure. Stop.
I'm one and done.
You're one and
I'm
done.
I'm gonna go play with Giannis
for
dude.
Sure. Yeah. How about that NBA draft, Nick? What'd you think?
I don't know. I started thinking about the movie The Number 23.
Oh, that movie is so
Jim
bad.
Carrey?
I saw that in the theaters.
Yeah.
Yo, what
I
saw it freshman year of college in the theaters.
I wanted to see it, but I never did.
First of all, I don't know what Jim Carrey's even doing in the movie. It's like he's not acting so much as he's like just excited to be in the movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, he was,
but it's fucking retarded. It's
I remember they were pitching it like some fucking awesome like psychological thriller.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody thought that's what it was.
And what was it? It's like
he just sees the number 23 everywhere.
Michael Jordan cucks him.
Yeah. Michael Jordan kills his infant.
The funniest part is that he's like goth, like leather duster kind of guy in it.
Yeah, he's like a cop. Doing weird shit with his hair.
Mm-hmm. Is he Scientology? He's got some weird shit going
it's
on.
Like, you know, the most tragic thing in the world is when like a fucking funny person wants to be taken seriously.
But he is a good actor. I mean,
that's why comedy's being ruined, is because all the fucking comedians are going to be like, actually, I'm an intellectual now.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
Just admit you're stupid, man. I'm stupid as shit. All I'm good at is making people laugh by talking about...
Well, I'm not stupid. I'm a fucking genius, but I'm hilarious. And it's also, I focus on being hilarious through my geniosity. I've been doing Luminosity. Oh, man. How bad did you want to fuck that woman from the Luminosity commercials?
What is that?
Remember that shit?
I don't.
Oh, like to be smarter?
She would come on.
It's like
that girl with that pixie
haircut.
And she'd be like, it's like doing push-ups for your brain.
I thought it was like a hot that. Natural hair black girl in that commercial.
No, I mean, they had a bunch of people in the commercials, but there was one girl in the fucking Luminosity commercial that was...
I think it was Lumosity.
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, it is Lumosity.
Lumosity? Well,
you fucking retard.
Illuminati.
You smart now, dude.
I knew what it was.
No, you didn't, bitch.
I've done...
Shut up!
I did all of them. Brain shrink. Imagine being such a fucking stupid idiot that you get download an app to be smarter.
I think Beyonce was in one of those ads.
Fucking insecure piece of shit. Where you're like, yeah, I'm gonna do puzzles for babies until people respect me.
Dude, it's proven that Angry Birds makes you wild smart.
Yeah, your spatial understanding.
Yeah, you get crazy smart from that.
How about Cumosity?
Oh yeah, I see this woman.
We should do an app.
Cumosity.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't really want to fuck her that much. I'm looking at it right now.
You don't?
The one with the pixie haircut, no.
Yeah,
but
Emily.
The black girl you were talking about, yes, 100.
Emily is the one.
And there's a redhead that I'm all in
for.
Yeah,
look, dude, if you just type in Lumosity, it like populates girl, naked pictures, jack off, previous searches that I've done. Everybody does them. Yeah, I guess now looking at it again, not so much. I think it was more the mannerisms or whatever.
Yeah, her spirit.
Yeah.
That's cool. What else is going on, guys?
I don't know, man.
Stavros is sick. No, you don't tell me to shut up.
I do.
You don't tell me to shut up.
Gianni, I made a business out of telling you to shut up.
Gianni told me that next time
I listen to Calm Down.
Hey, you listen to me.
If Mullen bullies you again, you explode through the hips.
Explode through the hips. Point with your pinky.
Does he point with his pinky?
Yeah, he pointed with his pinky.
But just his pinky?
No. Index. Pinky thumb, dude. Like,
oh
the gun
my god, I love that.
That's the best.
I love pointing like that.
Yeah, that's the
pointing
best
with
point.
Rock hands.
It's
like rock and roll.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like rock and roll, but sideways. Like,
dude, the double point
with
so
my middle
cool.
finger.
Pointing with two fingers at any time is awesome.
Oh man, try this out. This is great. You fucking listen to me, you fucking bitch. Oh wow, this is great. I feel like Michael Douglas. This is a powerful businessman.
There's something about pointing with two fingers that I love. Dude.
Listen to me, you fucking piece of shit.
Two non-consecutive fingers pointing with the shocker.
You're going to come over. You're going to fuck my wife. I'm going to fuck your wife. And then we're going to make money in the stock market. We're going to fuck the stock market. We're going to fuck each other's wives. I'm going to fuck you. You're going to fuck me. I'm Michael fucking Douglas, and this is fucking the movie. The greatest fucking movie of the 1980s.
That sounds like a good movie.
What if a man had a brain made out of leather? What if a man had a leather suede brain compacted by years of cocaine abuse and sunglasses that prevented any kind of light from reaching his retinas? A cavernous leather brain that turned him into a fuck machine that said fuck you and fucked and got fucked and never got his dick hard completely, but he still had sex.
Dude, I'd watch that.
Oh
fuck
yeah,
you,
brother.
That sounds like
now
a good movie,
some...
dude.
Directed by Tony Scott.
Dude, I'm so sad he died. I wish
are you,
Ridley.
Are you so sad that Tony Scott died?
Yeah, yeah. Did he teach you
himself.
It was okay to be weird?
No, he's committed suicide.
I typed in Lumosity Girl, and then fucking Bing suggested Lumosity Girl Sexy.
Really?
For the first result is this grandma opening her
What the fuck?
Are you serious? What the fuck?
Dude, Bing rules.
Lumosity Girl
Bing.
Sexy.
Why
on
do you
Bing,
use
Bing?
Bing brings up
fucking,
a
you get Starbucks gift
it's
cards
the Wild West, dude. Bing is like what
no,
Google
Nick
used to be.
Nick uses it because he gets Starbucks gift cards somehow out of it.
Look at this. What? Is one of the other results.
Yeah, that's what he says.
It's this man wearing like Abercrombie in one picture and then his dick's out in the second.
That's good stuff. That's good. You get Starbucks gift cards out of using
Bing?
Yeah,
dude, but they pay you to use Bing. You get all sorts of shit. Yeah, GameStop gift cards, Amazon gift cards, Starbucks gift cards.
How do you do that?
It's like $5 a month and free fucking shit.
No way.
Yeah, what dude, just sign up for Bing Rewards, bingrewards.com. Use promo code Cumtown to get me free rewards. All you have to do is have a podcast, get Bing to sponsor you.
And then sponsored
mention,
by Bing?
Yeah, no. But no, Bing Rewards, it's because it sucks. Bing sucks dick.
Damn, imagine being that bad at being a search engine that you have to pay people to use it.
Yeah. It's like a fucking kid who sucks, so his dad's like, fucking, I'll buy your friends ice cream. These kids ice cream if they can
hang out.
Be friends with my son. Yeah.
Oh, the rich kid you had to hang out
with. I'm
going to
be one of those dads to my son.
I remember
even though my son doesn't need it, I'm going to preemptively go to the school and be like, boo, woo, attention, everyone. My name is Mr. Mullen. I'm Nancy's father.
My son, Nancy.
Now, everyone knows Nancy's a faggot. And, I wouldn't hang out with them either, but I have a lot of money. So if you hang out with him, I'll buy you video games. Just make sure he knows that you don't actually want to be friends with him. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to be a loving father to my children.
I remember there was a kid like that who's like this Russian kid in elementary school. And his dad used to like just throw the wild, like fancy rich kid birthday parties. They had a tennis court, pool. And like, so we'd like hang out with him, get like that good food and shit. Anyway, so once I'd hang out with him sometimes, and his dad just had this young Russian guy driving a Jaguar. I remember it was the first time I'd ever seen a Jaguar, been in a Jaguar. And he was like his dad's body man. Whoa. He would basically drive Alex around. He took us to go see First Kid with Sinbad.
First Kid ruled.
Anyway, it turns out like 2 years after that, I guess we were in third grade together.
But guys, we should watch all the Sinbad movies together.
Yeah, we should.
They, so he goes to Australia.
His dad ran from the feds.
Bored
to Australia.
Of the story.
They're like Russian mafia.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy. Cool. Yeah, and
it's
then
actually not a bad story.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty wild.
Well, maybe if someone better at stories. Or
something. You're looking at your phone right now.
Oh, fuck.
The story was almost wasted by it having have happened to Adam. I wish it could have been told by a better storyteller.
I remember he was like listening.
You're like the Garrison Keillor of our group.
You're the gay old one.
No, you're the oldest one and you're gay.
That's true. You are the oldest one. You don't brag about that often.
That's not cool to be old. It's cool to be tall.
You're not even tall.
I am tall. You're tower over you guys.
No, you're like just your average height for an American.
And you guys are tiny.
Actually, I'm average height. Adam's a little taller than average. I'm going to kill myself. I feel horrible, dude.
Yeah, stop. Feel
I
better.
I want to go get pho or some shit. What's good for your
stuff?
Stop.
You got upset. You're like, can we wrap this out on the pod maybe? You got upset that I don't like to titty fuck?
Yeah, dude.
We talked about it on the podcast.
No. Stav,
this is where this conversation happened.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
I was thinking about it because we talked about it on the podcast.
Stav went on a tweet storm yesterday about it. So I just wanted to talk on the pod about it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to not want to fuck titties, but we have covered it.
No, it's for 15-year-olds.
You know what I like that's kind of an autistic thing?
What?
Things that are the wrong size.
Like a giant pencil?
Like a
giant
6-foot
pencil?
I used to have a girlfriend.
Fucking really into that shit.
I used to have a girlfriend that was afraid of that when I was a kid.
I know where you're going with this.
Where am I going?
Big fucking chocolate bar?
The big Hershey's Kiss.
Oh.
There was a big Hershey's Kiss that was like a piggy bank. And it was like this huge Hershey's Kiss, and me as an autistic 5-year-old was like, this is the greatest thing in the world.
it's the wrong size.
Yeah. It's just massaging this fucked up part of your brain.
But those are small.
Inverted neurons or whatever the fuck happens. And, yeah.
Doesn't he talk about that in The Accountant? Like things that are non... What's it called? Whatever. Nothing.
I'm going to buy a big book of different swatches of textures that I can feel.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
My friend told me that he learned how to jack off with beaver pelts.
Damn.
Nice.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah. Yeah. That rules.
Yeah. Yeah, he used to fuck like pelts and furs.
What? How rich was he?
You go out and you pick up some Oregon tail.
Friend. Mm. Yeah.
You gotta learn how to beat off beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, he fucked them while they were the animal. He didn't fuck them.
After I learned how to jack off with the remains of a native tribe that I eviscerated for the 50 cent bounty
for each scalp.
Yeah.
I bet you fucking brains would feel good.
Yeah.
Like a naked brain. There's
a lot of songs about it.
Really?
No, it's most Marilyn Manson songs are about that. Isn't
skull fucking? That's like a big thing in metal.
Yeah, but doesn't skull fucking just means
in the ear?
No, it just means hollowing out, pulling an eye out of the socket, and then fucking.
Really?
Blow. Yeah, I thought so, but then it became like just blowjobs.
That's I thought it's like a real intense blowjob.
Yeah, that's face fucking or mouth fucking.
Yeah,
I think I've heard skull fucking lumped in. With those two.
I thought it was you put it in an ear, but like, how could you even get a dick in an ear?
Yeah, well,
your dick is so big.
Yeah,
what are you talking?
A very small.
You've never seen my dick.
Yeah. It could be a normal sized ear. It would have to be an infant's ear. I relatable. Don't fucking disparage yourself, Adam. Yeah. I'm sure you could fit your dick in an ear at least.
Guys.
You walked right into that.
Yeah, guys. I mean, yeah, come on.
No.
That was automatic, dude.
Now you're sucking up to stuff.
Suck up to this dick.
All
like
right.
I said.
Yeah, suck up to his dick, Adam.
Nice. Starting at my toes.
Stav, your dick is looking very nice today.
Thanks, bro.
I just wanted to give you a compliment.
Oh, man, I'm so happy about this tracksuit.
Yeah,
fuck you. I want
guys, Adidas now has a fucking
what else are you
all
happy about,
white tracksuit.
With white striping, too?
Blue stripes.
Oh, that's your...
The white. They make the white striped one in like mm-hmm. that Tiro or whatever that low-tier bullshit tracksuit mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. But not now they have like a superstar, the higher-end... All white tracksuit
with blue stripes.
Team
that's
Greece colors, dude. That's Greece.
Exaggerated
Greece.
Collar.
That's Greece.
Nick is doing it for Israel.
Nick's doing it for
his pro occupation.
Yes, I'm doing it for Israel.
He's a Zionist. He's a crypto Zionist.
Mossad agent. Yeah. That started a podcast to attract Nazis to the cause.
Yeah.
It starts off with small things like telling them to vote for Bernie Sanders, and then
that's
eventually
true.
It's it becomes fascist again, but for Israel. I don't
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how it works.
I think that's how it works.
Fuck. All right. Yeah, we got to figure out a way to end this one. A quick 30-second movie review. I just watched They Come at Night.
Oh, I watched the Glow, that wrestling show.
I didn't watch it, They Come at Night. I don't know. I have no idea what it's about.
I just watched
on
El Dorado with John Wayne.
On Glow, you can see Alison Brie's titties in the first.
This is the
episode.
Problem, man. Is like,
it's awesome.
If I don't watch at least a movie a day, I have nothing to talk about.
Really?
Yeah, I fucked up. They added a new map to Battlefield.
So now you're map. Really putting time work in.
Well, you know, I had to unlock all the different guns.
Well, also, Nick has a very special thing going on.
I can't.
That
I'm
can't
NDA'd.
Talk about.
I can't talk about.
Oh yeah, NDAs matter on this podcast.
On my podcast, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. I won't
maybe
break
if you start,
the terms.
Maybe if you start your own podcast, you can
I didn't,
do
I didn't
all
sign.
The NDAs you want, and you can edit out the parts about Matt Iglesias' alleged fucking 13-inch pussy. But until that day comes, you will respect my NDAs.
That was literally the second clause. It was I couldn't mention the 13-inch pussy. But.
Yeah. Now, we're explicitly. Very pleased to have you on board at Vox, but it is the utmost importance that you do not mention Matt Iglesias' 13-inch pussy.
Dude, no I just couldn't get this. Over those pants. Those fucking khaki pants, so tight. Like, a fat guy shouldn't wear anything tight, but like... Belly
stop.
Button to
stop.
Pussy.
You want to fucking true. Argue with that?
I can wear whatever the fuck I want. Don't police me, motherfucker.
You don't wear skinny jeans. You wear like
I might.
He wears tight shirts.
He wears no. He wears like 2Xs.
Yeah, those are still tight shirts.
Well, Jamel wears 2X too, and he's bigger.
Jamel
than
wears tight. His shirts are, do tend to be a little tighter sometimes.
Yeah, I guess he does.
Anyway, boy,
fuck this shit.
Thank you. By the way, I just shout
out
to the fans.
Well, also shouts out to Skankfest. That was
Skankfest
awesome.
And Funny Moms on Monday. Like, and yeah. Literally, the crowds did not overlap at all.
Not even for a sec.
And it's amazing because both of those shows
we
were packed.
And, we should try and do what's that big fucking thing? Union Hall.
It's not that big.
It's not that big. It's pretty much the same size as Come On Everybody.
No, where's the place where they have 51st jokes?
That oh that's the
oh, yeah.
the Bell House.
Yeah. Union Hall should. Is at that place in Park Slope.
Downstairs.
We should do the Bell House.
We should do the Bell House.
We should go
I feel
weekly
like we wouldn't,
and then...
we probably wouldn't sell out the Bell House. But it's like that's a big enough space.
The Bell House or the place where they do Night Train.
Yeah.
Littlefield.
Although I don't like the size of that room.
That's
about it bothers
shit.
Me. It's
although
big
they just
and it's like
they just redid
chairs.
It.
Long.
They just
yeah.
redid it, and,
yeah, it's
and
nice.
Apparently it's nicer.
Yeah, I went there.
The stage is too high.
That's true.
The stage is too high, yeah.
Oh, you know what we should do? Madison Square Garden.
I'm thinking that, yeah. I'm thinking that,
the
or maybe
theater.
Michigan Stadium.
My
the
son
big
Nancy
house?
Listens mm-hmm. to this band Run the Jewels,
mm-hmm.
and they're performing there, and he wants to go, so I'm bribing children to take him.
Oh, also, guys, we're like, we're working, we want to book live shows, and we're pretty bad at organizing and putting plans into motion. So if you want us to come to your town.
Well, let's not say we, it's you.
Why is it me? It's all of us. I mean, but anyway,
no,
if you
just,
want us to
I
come,
just don't do it. I'm
if
not
you want us to come to
it.
Your town and you know about 100.
That's a hilarious stance.
It's like,
great. No, I'm serious.
Okay, well, just say, just reach out to me.
You wouldn't say that I'm bad at physics. I just don't do
yes,
physics.
Yes, you are bad at physics. Yeah, yeah. I would I say that. That. I am willing to bet that you're bad at physics.
I'm very good at physics. I just don't do them.
You're very good at physics.
Well,
you're not fucking very good at physics. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm fucking, dude. I'm so good. I guarantee you.
Shut the fuck up.
If I went back in time, which I will do because I'm going to be the guy that invents the fucking time machine, I could invent the atomic bomb.
That'd
be
cool.
I would fix history.
By killing Hitler.
By giving the atomic bomb
to Hitler.
To Adolf Hitler and friends. Addy and pals.
Fuck.
Addy?
Yeah,
we gotta wrap this up. I gotta
anyway,
shit.
So if you want us to come to your town and you know about 100-150-person capacity venue, come on. I'm actually doing a serious announcement right now.
If you live on the East Coast.
If you live on the East Coast.
And you want us to do your town, and it has to be within 6 hours driving from New York.
Yeah,
and there needs to be a green room in the venue. We will not stand by the bar.
We won't.
I need a bucket of Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
I will not drink and yeah. Red Bulls. I'll have one. I'll give the rest to girls.
If you
I
can
see.
Find a venue that's
I'm
about 150,
I'm going to point out women in the audience that you will personally be responsible for bringing into the green room to meet me.
Mm. Shout out to Noah in Pittsburgh, who's working on setting up a show for us right now. If you want us to come
Noah's
to your town.
Noah's girlfriend will be servicing us in the green room.
He has agreed.
Yeah, we will be he fucking Noah's girlfriend.
So if you have access to like about 100, 150 capacity venue with seats, please let us know. We have a couple ideas for places we know.
Psych.
Yeah, psych.
Don't do any of that.
We're not leaving New York ever. We're going to die here.
And also, if you want to send me pictures of your titties.
And I might have to move back Snapchat. To Los Angeles again in a couple weeks permanently. So.
No. Really?
Maybe.
Fuck.
Yeah, so the podcast
so the show's
might be
over.
Ending.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, unless you guys want to move to Los Angeles.
No,
we
I don't
could
know.
Figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
I'm kidding. I'm not. I might have to go back, though.
We'll figure it out.
I
yeah,
don't have to
yeah.
move there, but I know.
We'll just bank some. Well, maybe we'll come out. We'll be LA boys.
Yeah. Even if like things don't, I still have to go out to sue that Korean landlord.
God, you're fucking. Do you have to be there?
Of course, it's small claims.
Oh, you can't just have a lawyer do it?
Yeah, not for $200. A lawyer's not gonna go.
He literally owes you $200?
It's less than that. It's
less than that?
He owes me $45.
All of this
damages.
Is
so awesome.
You're such a fucking kike, dude.
No,
it's crazy.
He owes
like $2,000, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then you can get twice the amount of deposit. But it's principal because the guy's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, all thank right, you for listening.
If the lawsuit doesn't work out, I'm going to hire Mark Wahlberg to do a little fish hook number on his eye.
Go little walk down memory lane for old Marky Mark.
I still love the
little
the line he yells at the fucking guy when he fucking jabs his eye out. He goes, "You fucking Vietnamese shit."
Is that what he said?
Really yeah, something like that.
Wow, what a cool guy.
Not even a slur.
Follow
if anyone can
Instagram,
find the Mark Wahlberg too. Inside the actor's studio where he discusses that assault. I remember he has like a pretty cavalier attitude about it.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it in like a decade, but I vaguely remember him being on talking to James Lipton about doing that shit.
And in 1989, you assaulted a Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Yeah, James. I was looking at this kid.
Is it your dream, Adam, to be on that show?
No.
To be interviewed by James Lipton?
Yo, my dream
not
for real.
To be interviewed by him.
For real, my dream is to be interviewed by Terry Gross on Fresh Air. That's a legitimate dream of mine.
That'd be cool.
I love Terry Gross.
My dream is to be one of the cast members on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Hell yeah, dude.
Stop playing.
Yeah, my dream is to be a drive time
that's
radio
just,
guy.
That is the best radio show.
Which one is that?
Tom Joyner?
Is that a, like a Baltimore?
Good morning? You're listening to the middle aged black people laughing morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Rules.
Yeah, it's literally just them laughing for 2 hours.
That rules.
Yeah, every day is the best day in the world to them. Mm-hmm. I would like to go into the archives and find the September 11th, 2001 episode of the Tom Jordan
they're having
Morning
a blast.
Show. And I doubt they got through it without laughing. Because I don't know how they would fill the time if there wasn't just someone cackling and saying, oh, Lord, please.
Good for them.
At least once on that show. Oh, all right. Fuck. Well, I'm Tom Joyner, and this is the Tom Joyner Afternoon Show. And you guys are great. Oh, wow. Fuck. Sorry. We did an hour 23.
Yeah. Damn. Free 23 minutes.
Yeah, so... please delete the last. Please don't listen to the last 20 minutes of the show. You haven't earned it.